fireplaces?
No, I never did. I never was around them.
Okay. Have you built fires in other places?
But I haven't stoves.
Oh, really? Do you use a type of kindling?
Yeah, we did in the stoves, yes.
What do you use for that?
Wood.
Little pieces of wood?
Yeah.
Little branches or something?
We would usually try to find something soft wood. Okay. And where you could just kind of splinter it and get pine.
Maybe pine or something?
Yeah. Okay. A pine board or something like that. Well, maybe we had an old board that wasn't too aged to use anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, we'd use it for kindling.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Do you know what the name of the stuff is that gets sort of plugs up in the chimney? It's really dark.
Soot.
Okay. And the thing that's left behind a fire, what's left, the remains of it, is called what?
Well, cinders, I think. If it's some types of coal, it'll be cinders.
Oh, okay.
And on the stoves, it was ashes.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I see. Have you ever heard of something called a backlog?
A what?
Backlog.
Well, I think the backlogs we've ever heard about is like something that builds up or something. Like you'll say, I've got a backlog of work.
Okay.
You had more than you could do and you got behind.
Okay. Yeah, people aren't... Yeah, I've been given that answer a couple times. People aren't too familiar with the backlog thing with fire, so that's fine. If you don't have much experience with fireplaces, you wouldn't know.
I know one thing about a fireplace. So they started building some of them. They have everywhere, I think, here. Mm-hmm. About 15 years ago, they had a kind of a splurge of building fireplaces. Mm-hmm. Fireplaces are beautiful. Mm-hmm. They are pretty. Yeah. And my brother-in-law wanted to build a house, and he put one on the ground level. He had a basement, and he put one in the basement. Hooked them together to one flue. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, that's beautiful, that's wonderful. But you'll not heat your house with that fireplace. He said, oh, yes, I will. I can get some wood. I said, well, first place, wood in this country is expensive. And I said, the second place is, it won't heat your house. Why, he said, they did in the old days. I said, yeah, I know. But I said, I was at a lady's house when I was a little boy. And they had got a used stove and put it in that day. And put a big place of plywood in front of their fireplace. Mm-hmm. And I said, that lady was so thrilled that she was just almost giggling. She said, now I can heat my house. And being a kid, I said, well, can't you do it with a fireplace? She said, yeah, the heat all goes up the chimney.
Yeah, that's true.
And so he come around later and he said, you're right. It goes up the chimney.
Just like it looks like.
He said, we light it and enjoy it. But he said, as far as heating the house, forget it.
Yeah, it's good for looks. Yeah, you wonder how the older people did that. I guess, you know, that's the only way, so.
They did the best they could with what they had, and they could build that out of native stone and stuff.
Yeah, we're used to a little better heat in the house now.
Well, used to. I was thinking here a while back. You know, we start through the winter and we wear long-hemmed underwear all winter. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, how did they stand it? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, their car didn't have a heater. The house on a cold day, I don't suppose the temperature got above 50 degrees.
Yeah, right.
We lived differently then.
Yeah, times have changed.
Oh, very definitely.
Getting back to the house.
Yes.
What is a place that's built in that you keep your clothes in, built into the house?
Clothes closets.
Okay.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, and okay. A place where you might store things overhead.
Well, now I would think of that as attic, mm-hmm. like under the roof between the top of the room and the roof.
Do you have one in this house?